Good morning, and if you're listening live on WKAC this morning, happy Thanksgiving. This is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. If you're a Christian, you have plenty of blessings to count, even when your circumstances are rough. If you're not a Christian, I hope you'll ask yourself why not. You're missing out on so much that God wants to offer you. On Tuesday, we talked about how God wants us in His family to be His children. On Wednesday, we saw that God wants to give us the blessing of forgiveness, so we can be free from our sins and live with Him. Today we want to talk about the blessing of having a place and a purpose in God's plan. Let's go again to our theme verses in Ephesians chapter 1. Listen for the blessings of adoption, forgiveness, and God's plan for us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace which He lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. If you listen carefully to these verses, you heard all these words showing us that we are part of God's plan. God chose us. He predestined us. The purpose of His will, according to His purpose, and a plan for the fullness of time. God's plan is a beautiful plan that started even before the creation of the world. He has always been a God of love. He wanted a family of people to whom He could show His love, a family who would love Him, who would choose to obey and follow and praise Him. And so He created the world, even though He knew we would cause Him pain and heartache, because He wanted to show us His love. God began to reveal His goodness and patient love through the family of Abraham, the Israelites, by guiding them to the rich promised land of Canaan. He gave them laws and guidance and protection and love, but He had a bigger plan all along. This was to be the family that God's Son would one day be born into, many years after Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and David were dead. This was the family that would record the Old Testament accounts of God's character, love, and faithfulness. The Israelites would record prophecies about the coming Messiah, so that when He came hundreds and even thousands of years later, people would recognize Him as the Promised One. Prophecies like Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This child that would be born is the heart of God's plan for the salvation of the world. He was both God and man, born to a woman on earth, but fathered by the God of heaven. Jesus lived a perfect and sinless life. Hebrews 4:15 says that He was tempted as we are in every respect, yet without sin. Because He was perfect, He could offer Himself to God as a perfect sacrifice on our behalf, to voluntarily pay the death penalty owed to us, so that we would not have to pay it. Hebrews 9:28 says that Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And He died not only for those Jews who were in the family of Abraham, He also died so that everyone else could join God's family. Ephesians 2:12-14 says that you Gentiles were separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for He Himself is our peace. This is the great plan of God, that all those who obey Him in faith will be members of God's household, growing into a dwelling place for God, one day to live with Him in heaven. And all that is only possible through Jesus' love and sacrifice for us. So thank God today for the blessing of His eternal plan. Thank you for listening today to this message from God's Word, brought to you by the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.